What's up, everyone? This is the 50-year-old otaku. And I'm here, and it's been a long time. I really did miss you guys, and I apologize for crying on my last main podcast. I wanted to share some things, and hey, we all had those problems. I'm pretty sure you all understand. But hey, let's get on ahead and do this. Get to the meat of let's get to the meat of the problem right here. So, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, let me start off by wishing the person who raised me and my brother a happy Mother's Day. I know it's like 2 hours, a little under 2 hours before the day is over. So, but still, I wish her a happy Mother's Day. Let's turn this down for a minute. Okay. So, yeah. So, let's go on ahead and start talking about what's going on tonight. I wanted to tell you guys about a one-on-one fighting game that's on Indiegogo. I don't know if it's still on Indiegogo or anything. By the name of Serial Killus. That is Killus. K-I-L-L-A-Z. Serial Killus. This guy. I don't know. I got him on my Discord. I gotta figure out where I put it though. Hold on. Shoot, where is it? No, that ain't it. There, that is it. That's the right page. Okay. This guy, where is it? Here it is. Let's figure out who started it off. Can't figure out who started it off. Hold on. Oh boy, I know this is, yeah, unprofessional. But yeah. Let me see if I can find the home page. I'm gonna go and do this too. Okay, come on. Up. Yes. Yeah, I know I'm a little unprofessional, but then again, I'm okay. Fudge. Well, this guy started off with this, came up with the idea of, hey, I wanted to do a one-on-one fighting game that featured serial mascots. You know, like Lucky the Leprechaun or Tony the Tiger the Trix Rabbit, you know, and all. So, this guy started it up. And it doesn't say who started it up. So this is coming from his official Twitter account. The official Twitter of Serial Killers. The 2D sprite face based fighting game, sorry. So learn the story behind Serial Killers 2D's fighting game demo build and help us meet our goal. Our campaign to fund our demo is live. Okay. So he went to Indiegogo and started it up. So this guy wanted to came up with like some of the most unique characters, like Terror T, who was supposed to be Tony the Tiger, or McLucky, who was supposed to be Lucky the Leprechaun, or Trix the Rabbit, no shooting match. So, and it looks pretty good, but I don't know how long he's been doing this. Probably for 3 years now, I'm guessing. Because it started like 3 years ago on October the 15th. And he joined in September of 2020. So he decided, I'm going to go on ahead and do a video game featuring everybody there, featuring, we got, like I said, Tony the Tiger, Lucky the Leprechaun, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, Sunny, the whole shooting match. This is, the name of the company is called Mythcarver Games, that's working on Serial Killers. So, yeah. But, it's a pretty interesting thing. I've been interested, We get a backstory about Terror T and all. He's just like deciding you wanted to go on ahead and do this game, which ain't bad. It's pretty interesting, got the interesting characters and all. And let's see, I saw it and I said, I want to try this game if it ever comes out, which I don't know if they're still doing it or not. I decided to try out I decided to try out. He was looking for people who would do voices, so I decided to try out and I tried out for the wrong character. That's the bad part. Because a lot of people had said, because I tried out for one character, I tried out for two different characters. One was a Wolverine-esque character, and he was supposed to be like Buzz. Honey Nut Cheerio. Honey Nut Cheerio's mascot, Buzz the Bee. And he was basically, I think they called him Wolverbee. So I tried for him, and I wanted to be him because, I heard Wolverbee, and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, let's do Wolverine. But I as you can tell, I didn't get it. So yeah. But and obviously, no one is actually doing anything. This has nothing there. But, yeah. So, I, decided, hey, you know, why don't I, you know, try for two? And I was hoping that if I don't get the one I wanted, why not try for the, one I would try for, you know? So I tried for, Laloka, or whatever the dude's name is, Laloka. Lakoka. So yeah, I tried for it and tried for him, but of course I didn't get him either. So yeah, but you know, I still tried and I can't say that I didn't. And I gotta find him. Shoot. There it is. And, here it is.
I'm gonna enjoy kicking you senseless. Baka! You mugging me off. Big mistake! Stay down, or I'll finish the job.
So yeah, that was me doing Lakoka, you know. And you know, I, you know, tried for it, and of course didn't get anything back saying, hey, you know, we want you on there. So, but a lot of people were saying, hey, you sounded good. So, well, yeah. But yeah. Basically, this thing dealing with serial killers is, what if, say, if Captain Crunch and Sonny the Cocoa Bird, the crazy lunatic Cocoa Puffs bird, decided, hey, we want to fight. Who would win? It's basically a death battle for the cereal mascots. So I was like, okay, you know. So he decided to come up with this, and so there we go. And we get this. So my opinions of it. The guy, basically, you can tell he's a gamer. He loves the one-on-one fighting games. He loves the, you know, all the Marvel and the Capcom one-on-one fighting games, the Street Fighters, the Darkstalkers, the Marvel Versus series, you know, all those. The thing of it is, I do have a few hopes that if people decides to go in here, I'm going to donate, you know, $2 to go in, and everybody decides, yeah, let's do this. Let's donate some money to it. It's going to go to make the game. I don't know if he's still working on it. I bet you he still is. He's still working on it. But his Indiegogo is showing that there's no money in the thing. Oh, fudge, where'd it go? Is this it? This is it. There's no money in it. And he has no backers. So, but, yeah. And, you know, he's, like, trying to do, like, 50. His goal is, like, 50K. And if you guys are interested, write this down, and I'll put it on the thing as well. The description. indiegogo.com/projects/serial-killaz, K-I-L-L-A-Z-2-D-fighting-game. Fighting-game. I sound like the one dude from Court Cam, but getting back to the thing. /demo-build/. You might not need slash, but like you said, he wants to do the demo build and make sure the demo is cool and all, and then probably build it up so that then we can probably get all the characters out. Because I think there's only going to be 2 characters playable in the demo. I think there might be more, but I think there's only going to be 2 characters playable. I've only seen 2 characters that are playable, Terror T and McLucky. So, yeah, I'm going to attempt to try to throw some cash his way. So, but yeah. I'm trying to see what's going on for it. So I decided that I wanted to do this. I wanna help him out. I wanna throw a couple of bucks his way. So, I wanted to help them fellow. I want to help black businesses and all. So I want to see if I can be able to. No, oh man. It looks like the campaign ended, so we might not be able to help out. So yeah. So it still looks like he didn't get what he wanted. I'm going to send an email to him asking him if he's going to go back and try it again. But if he didn't do it, then if he didn't get his cash, so he might not do it. So I don't know. It looks like his name is Mikhail Dingle. M-I-K-H-A-I-L-D-I-N-G-L-E. So yeah. But yeah, this is something I would have really liked to see get made. So but it may look like it's not going to get made. But like I said, it was 3 years, so it's been it's 3 years since I have heard anything about it. So it's been 3 years since I've heard anything about it. So I don't know. But anyway, this dude. Like I said, I still want to see this dude do it, you know, make good on his promise and what have you. But, you know, here's hoping. We'll keep our fingers crossed and we'll hope that it'll go ahead and he'll go back to doing it. And hopefully we can help him, you know, toss a few bucks his way. So, but, yeah. Well, and we are, but yeah, just like everything, this sick episode, because found out what's going on. I want to see if I can contact him and see if he would like to do an interview with me about it. So, I'll see. I make no promises. So, we'll keep our fingers crossed. and we'll keep praying for it. So, and I'll contact him and see if we can do this. But for now, serial killers, I'm sorry, killers, is on life support. And maybe, maybe about to be dead and buried. So, that's all I got for you right now. And I'll see you guys on the next podcast.